This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan. Fax is 810-275-0307 regarding Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Bauman, B-A-U, M like Mary, A, N-N like November, date of birth 9-14 of 1984. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a consultation for Mrs. Bauman with a small left kidney infarction. That was noted incidentally when she went to the emergency room September 16th of 2024 with severe left lower quadrant abdominal pain. And the pain was not indicative of a renal infarction and not actually in the right place. So the ER actually treated her for diverticulitis in that area with augmentin and flagyl. And the pain did resolve after that happened. However, when they did a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis with contrast, there was a small amount of low-density material in the lower lateral aspect of the left kidney, possibly representing recent infarction. And she did have gallstones, incidentally, also. Then they did a CTA of the abdomen and pelvis, 9/16/24, as there was some concern that she may need surgery. And that was normal. All the renal arteries and other abdominal vessels were normal. She did have a benign hemangioma in segment 4 of the liver. She had gallstones without evidence of cholecystitis and a small fat-containing paraumbilical hernia. And she had a kidney ultrasound, 9/16 of 24, which showed normal-sized kidneys, no cysts, no masses, no hydronephrosis, normal bladder, and no evidence of the renal infarction in ultrasound. And then 10/15 of 24, she had an MRI of the abdomen with and without contrast, and they were able to see a possible small area of blood products or hemorrhagic material in the area of where the previous left renal infarction may have been. Very, very small, in the inferior lateral lower pole of the left kidney. No other changes or suspicious lesions were found in that exam. Currently, she's having no pain, no symptoms whatsoever. She is a very active and healthy 40-year-old young lady. No chest pain, palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no headaches, dizziness, no dyspnea, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no edema of lower extremities, no history of numbness or tingling, no neuropathy. Past medical history is significant for hypothyroidism after a total thyroidectomy for thyroid nodules, gastroesophageal reflux disease, fatty liver disease, anxiety. She had all capitals B like boy, R, C like cat, and A, 2+ positive testing, which required a bilateral mastectomy in 2017. She has prediabetes, and last known hemoglobin A1C is around 6. Small fat-containing umbilical hernia found on CT scan in September of 24. She has a history of thyroid nodules before surgery, diverticulitis history, and obesity. Past surgical history, she's had a colonoscopy. She had bilateral mastectomy, then breast reconstruction surgery. Total thyroidectomy due to the nodules. And they were cold nodules, and a total hysterectomy with a bilateral salping ophrectomy, and tonsils and adenoids were also removed. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married. She has 3 children, and she works full-time as a pharmacist at McLaren Hospital in Mount Pleasant. Family history, she does have a positive family history for the BRCA breast cancer, lung carcinoma, diabetes, ovarian carcinoma, and myocardial infarction. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Synthroid, 100 microgram daily. Lexapro, 10 milligram daily. Omeprazole, 20 milligram daily. Progesterone, 75 milligram daily. Vitamin D, 500 units daily. Magnesium, 235 milligram at bedtime. CoQ10, 100 milligram daily. Zinc, 50 milligram daily. Ambien is 5 milligram as needed for bed for sleep. Estradiol cream is 50-50. It's 0.5 milligram daily. And omega-3 fatty acids daily. She does not require blood pressure medications and does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 5 foot 7 inches, weight 239 pounds, pulse 79, and blood pressure is 112 over 82. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, pharynx is clear, tonsils absent, uvula midline, neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no jugular venous distension, thyroid surgically absent. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no tenderness, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. Brisk capillary refill, no edema, and sensation and motion are intact in all the extremities. And lab studies, most recent labs were done 10/11/24. Creatinine is a 0.6, estimated GFR is 116, sodium 139, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 23.6, glucose 85, calcium 9.5, albumin is 4.5, ALT 47, AST 30. And 9/16/24, urinalysis is negative for blood, negative for protein. Last CBC was 5/2/23, normal hemoglobin of 13, normal white count, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, small left renal infarction without clinical manifestations. It's possible that that might have been secondary to some type of AV malformation that ruptured in the kidney or possibly an angiomyolipoma, and this was an incidental finding. We will schedule a repeat MRI with and without contrast in September of 2025. Actually, it should be October of 2025. September or October, that was when the last one was done, just to be sure there's no progression or changes in the previous MRI. We also recommend that she may want to stop the progesterone, since that's known to exacerbate the potential for blood clots. So she will be discussing that with you, and we'll keep her on standby for follow-up. Only if there are changes or progression in the renal infarction, small renal infarction that was incidentally found. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.